questions to Matt. He's there right now. Look over the FaceTime. This is as of the first quarter. I've actually got updated numbers for the end of the second quarter. But what I would call your attention to, this particular chart is the colorful table for your term asset classes. If you look at the far right hand side, you see the asset classes that so far this year, this remains pretty much constant in the second quarter. Mid-cap stocks had the best performance, international stocks the second best, small-cap stocks the third best. As the chart shows, value and growth in the large cap, your portfolio is actually invested in the large cap. The large cap here is the benchmark of the S&P 500. The only difference that you had in the second quarter is the growth has now started out to pull back. This is something we anticipate at the beginning of the year that is going to take place. This is typically the I would say that the way your portfolio is invested in the core portfolio, it's got a blend of both value and growth stocks. I feel like it's because you're in a large cap. Anticipating both. We will overweight value or growth in the growth of take one other point on this is you are investing in large cap core portfolios. First page, page 13, just shows the balance of the Looking over to page 15, and Jeff wanted to mention, I think, asset allocation is about a little over 60% in equities, fixed income 35%, a little over 36% in bonds, a little bit. Page 16, top 10 holdings, if you look at those, top two there, Exxon Mobil, Chevron, obviously energy stocks. The next three are technology stocks. Two of our overweights, primarily have started to turn into stocks, will get the other two are technology stocks. One of the things Bob is looking for is sort of a two-pronged approach. Yes, I don't feel like this plan is done. So, overweight healthcare stocks. The other thing is global economy is still looking for very strong. For technology stocks in areas where they're adding students, they're not looking committed to a cyclical approach. Thank you. important duration of short term security versus the benchmark in the last couple of last page, page 19, performance page, bottom chart shows the bottom table, the second column year to date number, total portfolio is 5.34%, that's slightly short. All the way out to 5 years, it's a 5 year annualized number. think you're guilty about it. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, one more item. A joint committee of asset management, the board approved the freeze of our existing retirement plan to migrate the future of contributions to the new plan. There was also a resolution, a third resolution that approved was to establish another account with ICMA. We currently have an arrangement with ICMA, the International City Managers Association. We still do have matching contribution, but it went into the retirement plan. Since that's been frozen, we needed another place for those matching contributions to go to. And so you all passed a resolution 2 weeks ago to establish another account with ICMA for those matching contributions. What this resolution asked is to how to invest those monies. We're going to actually, to the extent that those employer contributions or matching contributions, the employee invested in that. Basically, that means the employee has been here 5 years or more to invest in. And they will be able to take control of those funds and invest them themselves, just like they invest in their own employees and put them seven contributions. But if they're non-vested, we felt like it was important for Brazos River Board to invest those funds and to protect the store property of Brazos River Board to invest those funds. Direction at that point. But this resolution deals with that in that how we'll invest those non-invested funds. We have here the monitor. We have John Bullock, who's with the we've been in discussion with him to try to determine what is the best fund to invest these what I was going to do is discuss. There's really two funds I think that are probably our best options. What I believe would make sense, and this follows right on the heels of what we were talking about, is to invest it in something with a similar asset allocation strategy and approach to where we invest in our other retirement funds, more of a balance. You notice that balance that we're using here is somewhere around a 60 to 65% of equities and about 35 to 40% fixed income. There are a couple of funds in the ICMA portfolio that do that. One of the funds, and you all probably will be familiar with one of them, is the Fidelity Purity Fund. They actually, it's a proprietary fund for Fidelity, but ICMA uses that fund as an investment vehicle. That would be one fund, and it's pretty much characterized as a 60-40 split, equities and bonds, and that would be one option. And then the other option they have is a fund that they refer to as their traditional growth portfolio fund, and that also mirrors a similar asset allocation strategy. So either one of those would probably pretty much fit the balanced nature of this. And I didn't know if the committee had any particular preference on it. The requirements. My personal thing would probably be to go with the traditional growth fund, which it has a little more diversity possibly dealt with that. We have some information that you can look at related to the Fidelity Purity Fund. Thank you. last part of the resolution is that the investments, will be just self-directed. And that's a little bit of a change from whether it's been before, from whether it's invested or not invested before, or offering. Why don't we yes, sir. We will have vested. We will have a number of employees who have been here 5 years or more that their money is once we start. And by the way, this is going to start on October 1st. That's when the freeze of the old plan starts. And the money will begin to go into ICMA, and talk about the matching money, begin to go to ICMA as opposed to the Wells Fargo side. And that will start really with the first pay period of October 15th, the first pay day of October. Those employees will be able to get their accounts, will all be set up, and they'll be able to invest. They're invested for 5 years. Yes. Be it resolved that the Retirement Committee of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to direct the International City Managers Association Corporation, ICRC, to invest the authority's non-vested matching contributions to the Deferred Compensation Fund into the Managed Trust Model Portfolio Traditional Growth Fund, and be it further resolved that investment of the vested matching contributions will be participant self-directed. Thank you.